but talk about the stuff recorded with the Casey stuff. We can't have that in there. All right.
That could come back at you.
Oh, yeah. That's not going to be good. So I guess we'll do. They'll have some music in there. I don't know what music I put in there. You want anything in there?
Are you going to kiss me or not? There. I just record that.
Well, I'll talk about real music. I was going to put real music in the beginning.
I'm not real music, Alan. I'm not real music.
I know, I'm sorry. And that's the intro to the podcast. We'll have it like that. Welcome to Cluttered Minds podcast, I guess number 3. But we're not really counting because it's all beta. And this really counts. But hi, family member or friend who might be listening to this. This is, what's today? 9-6. So, September 6th, 2011. And that's how the cookie crumbled. No, I don't know. Yeah, so here in the podcast, I am joined by, you hear someone laughing in the background. I don't know who that is. But there's another person here, and his name is Justin Nelson.
Hey, how you doing?
And the crowd goes wild. I don't know what I'm doing. But, yeah, Justin Nelson, how's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Last name at the same time. It's weird.
It sounds weird to me every time somebody says my full name. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, that's my full name, isn't it? Just reminds me.
Oh yeah, I should have just. Oh, my name is Alan Robinson. That is weird, and I'm introduced myself, so I don't like
it's
that either.
Weird, right? See, like Alan Robinson. Ugh. Doesn't that sound weird to you, or am I just weird?
Don't do that. No, but I'm sure as we do this consistently every week. Hopefully consistently as possible, we'll get used to it, just to be something that we just kind of toss off. Also, well, whatever, I'll talk about this later, but yeah, this is podcast technically number 3, I think. Might be 4. You know what?
Technically, it's number 5, but
yeah, that's
it's
true.
Number 3 as the release.
Actually, no, it's number 2 that we've actually released, because the first one I didn't release. Sorry, guys, there's a secret podcast that we will debate later and decide as a group if we should release that one.
Maybe for possible first-time members.
Yeah. If you join, subscribe. $500,000 per member. Thank you.
Per member.
You will get that first podcast. No, this is the first one, or this is the second one of the beta. We're going to try some different things. Try not to be as offensive, or at least as out there as we were before. We kind of...
Less rape.
Yeah. More molestation. No?
That is less severe. So okay. I'm going to say, right. I'll allow it.
So no further than molestation. Sorry. No, it's definitely not a family podcast. So we'll slowly define ourselves before we go public. But we'll just hold on to your seats, folks. You will find out soon enough. Other than that, I guess we'll jump into this. Let's jump in. So I should get some intro music for this jump in. We'll call it "Let's Jump In." So
what if you had like a somebody jumping into a pool and it was like,
oh, that'd be a good noise. So maybe we could film.
Oh, like a diving board, be like bouncing,
and then psh, yeah, huh? All right, it's in the podcast. We don't need to write it down. Yeah, so we'll keep this. I listen to the podcast about 4 or 5 times in a week because I go through and listen and try to remember what we talked about. Anyway, so Cluttered Minds podcast number 2 for you family and friends that might listen to this. We'll jump into what you've been playing, Justin.
I have been playing. Actually, I kind of put Assassin's Creed 2 on hold for a minute. Just because I had the strange urge to play Fallout New Vegas, try to get it beat. I'm almost there. I'm on the last few missions. So
you haven't beat it yet, ever?
No, not yet. Nope. I stopped playing it like a long time ago, and I don't know. I don't know what distracted me from it, but I'm back.
Is it
ready
as
to
good
beat
as
it.
3?
It's.
You think it's as good as 3 at least?
I don't know. It feels no.
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 No. It feels like a lot. I don't know. Maybe because I didn't get as sidetracked as I did in 3, it feels a lot shorter. because I only have like 25 hours into it and I'm almost done. And 3, I put like 100 hours in.
Is it because maybe Fallout 3 is new?
Probably.
Was new?
It was probably, yeah. It was probably some of that mixed in. So I'm guessing that. Yeah, that's my reason. That's my reason. Just came up with it right now.
Live with it. I signed for it. God delivered it.
Yep.
Yeah, Fallout's good. I'm going to try to beat 3. I will need to make that, but I didn't mean to go into this that early, but Wall of Destruction 2011's already started, so I'm not going to have much time to jump into old games, necessarily. For me, it actually started when Madden 12 comes out, or when Madden comes out any year. That's the first game that starts off Wall of Destruction that year. That's going to be a Clutter Minds exclusive event, Wall of Destruction 2011. Is, you know, coining that phrase, Wall of Destruction, so get off it, everybody. Don't take it from me. For me, it starts this coming week. For some others who like JRPGs, this guy at 4 came out, I think, today. So we're recording this on Tuesday, so.
Lame. Sorry.
But yeah, some people started this guy at 4 today. For me, it starts next week with NHL 12. Oh, totally forgot. I must get better at this, but Jared Simpson, who is normally part of the podcast, is not going to be here today. Chris Wingo, seems like through 2 life troubles and other more important matters, he will not be able to be part of the podcast, a consistent member of the podcast, but Jared will. He's just not able to do it right now. He is coming back into the world of civility. No, wait, that's wrong. Civility. No?
Civility?
Either way, he's getting out of the military for now. He was in the Coast Guard. Don't want to tell his whole life. We'll wait till he's on, but he's doing that right now, so he'll be with us hopefully next week, or if we do other podcasts some other time. But anyways, what were we talking about? Wall of Destruction. NHL 12. I want that game. I know you don't play any hockey games, Justin, but
no.
Jared would go on and on about this, so next week we'll definitely talk about it when it comes out, too. Yeah, definitely going to be buying NHL 12, and that will be the beginning of Wall of Destruction 2011 for me. I don't know, when does yours start, Justin?
Mine will probably start with Gears of War here in a couple weeks, at the end of the month when that comes out.
September 20th.
Yeah.
So you're going to, day 1?
I'm going to do it. I'm going to jump in on it, probably day 1.
Did you talk to... Do you have any friends that are going to be playing it?
Yeah, probably Lang and Otto, most likely.
You guys won't know who that is, so ignore that. But
yes, I have 2 for sure.
Okay.
And then we'll see what happens from there.
Ah, damn you guys. I might end up buying that game just because.
It's going to hold me over until Battlefield comes out. And then once I get probably pissed off at Battlefield, I'll probably jump back to Gears for a week or 2 just to cool down,
yeah,
and then jump back into Battlefield. Battlefield's going to be my main multiplayer focus until for the next year or so, probably.
Hopefully. I hope so.
Hopefully, anyway.
But
yeah.
I don't want to... Okay, I'm trying to hold back. Okay, a lot of stories that we could go into. But, okay, so September 20th, Wall of Destruction begins for him. I've gone to Amazon, I think, yesterday, or the day before, and I started clicking on all the games that I wanted to buy. I had like 10 pages, or I got up to 10. And that's where I was like, whoa, if they're all $60, that's $600, right? So that's all games that come out in like a span of 2.5 months. I was like, $600? I don't know if I can do that. So then I started, there's more that I wanted to add to the list, but obviously I didn't want to spend more than $600. That's ridiculous. So I had to cut it down, and I started cutting it down, and I got it down to 5 games. We'll get into that a little bit later, though. We'll talk about our lists, about the games that we do want to buy for this holiday season, but I should get into what I've been playing, even though we just totally went off the rails there. But I've been playing... Have you beat anything, Justin, or no?
Not lately. I've been too scatterbrained. I've been jumping in and out of a couple different games.
All right. That's what I'm trying to stop. Oh, what?
Yeah. But we did just beat Portal 2 co-op. So
yeah, let's go on to that.
I have that under my belt, I guess.
What'd you think?
That was sweet. That was pretty cool.
It is a good game.
That is the perfect co-op game, in my opinion.
That is probably one of the best co-op games I might have played. Like, it's genius.
Yeah. That is an awesome co-op game.
Yeah, definitely pick up that game. Like, the puzzles are pretty tough, too. We sat there for a while just trying to figure out where to put a portal, who needs to go where. Wait. Oh, one sec. A lot of that happened.
Intentionally killing the other person.
Yeah, so you could definitely block or kill or burn or laser beam.
Smash.
Smash, grind, whatever. Electrocute. All these different things. Hug. So, hug. Good game. Definitely highly recommended from at least me and Justin here. Jared needs to play that game, but we'll try to push him. We'll try to convince him. We'll see if we can get... I think we can convince him to get that game over the next year.
Yeah, I hope they support that game with some awesome DLC. Some more levels would be awesome.
It's supposed to come out. For free. Hopefully. Free DLC is supposed to be coming out here soon.
Hopefully.
It's like the end of summer, though. But we'll see what they end up doing. But yeah, Portal 2, great game. Definitely pick that game up. We won't give too much away. I don't want to give the story. It's still a pretty new game. So I have beat the one player. Justin has not beat it yet. We'll talk about that probably next week. We'll let you know about any spoilers if you're thinking about playing it. But we'll worry about that later. Besides Portal 2... which was a great game. I also played and beat Singularity. I've been playing that, actually, over the last couple of months. It's a good game. It's a good, solid game. It wasn't a big AAA game. It's a shooter. Has some kind of powers to it. Kind of a gravity gun type of aspect. Some time... Slowing down time. Lots of little, like, puzzle type things where you gotta, you know, move some pieces of things and then move it here and jump up top of it. Stuff like that.
How much did you pay for it?
$5.
Oh, okay. So then it was definitely worth the $5.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. It's not... The game's pretty old. It came out, I think it's a year or two old. So you can probably find it used under $20. So if you're thinking about picking up Singularity, if you wanted a shooter, if you're a shooter whore, love shooters, you feel like playing like a story-based shooter, it's definitely a good playthrough. I wouldn't buy it for anything above 20. I think that 20's pushing it already, but it's a good game. It has a nice little story, plays with time and stuff, Russians and a new element and stuff like that, and it's really cool. It's got a cool mechanic where if you shoot your power, like you have some kind of glove that you receive in the game and that has powers in it, some kind of device that shoots. It can bring things that are made with the element that's in the game. It can reverse time or make it old. It can age it or unage it. It's a pretty cool little concept. And by the end of the game, you're pretty much all-powerful, which is a cool concept. I've had a couple of people that I know that said, like, that's a game that leveling up, you don't really level up, but the things that you improve, you eventually do become this all-powerful being. In a way,
oh, and you can just, that's
like,
cool.
Yeah, it's really cool where you can just have, you have like infinite energy and you just go all out at stuff. It's really cool. And then like, there's lots of blood, like you have this one like burst of energy that if you hit it, it just push all around you. It's like a 360 thing. And like, if you do it enough or if you're, when you level up high enough or whatever, their bodies like literally just break apart every time. It's pretty sick. And there's like these different monsters that go through time and they can phase in and out and you gotta like, there's different ways to kill different monsters and stuff like that. It's a really cool game. I think if you can pick it up, Steam is usually the best place. Computer, it looks great. Looks like a really good, you know, craft shooter. And I picked it up on the Steam Summer Sale, but the Steam Holiday Sale is starting soon. So maybe look for that if you decide to maybe want to pick up some more games. It was $5 when I bought it, so it's definitely worth the money. I recommend it. Also, I did beat another game. Oh, I think it was just Portal 2. I have been playing through Bastion, which...
Yeah,
I got stuck. Great game. I didn't get stuck in the game itself. I only got stuck because I'm a semi-completionist. which is why I burn out in a lot of games anyways. Like, I want to do everything in the game, or at least anything that is easily accessible that I see, I want to complete it. Like I notice it, I want to go do it. So
yeah.
There's these proving ground levels in the game where there's a whole bunch of different weapons you can get in the game. It's like a hammer, some kind of sword, there's a shotgun, there's bow and arrow, this gun that shoots, like a crossbow that shoots automatic stuff, and a whole bunch of other, there's a couple other game weapons too, and you can level them up with picking up these items, and you level them up. And then every weapon has a proving ground where you have to use that, you can only use that one item, and you have to complete a challenge, like you get to kill this many monsters this quick, or you have to destroy, you have to push everything off of a ledge with that weapon in a certain amount of shots, stuff like that. It's really neat. But yeah, that's really cool, and I do those things. I was like, and there's a third prize, second prize, and a first prize, and depending on how well you do, the less shots you do, or the, you know, if you do it the best, you unlock each one. Depending on how well you do. And I'm on the hammer one, and I can't get stuck. I'm stuck. I can't break 100 items in 25 seconds. I've tried for about 2 hours, did an hour straight last night, did another hour today, still stuck on it. So I got the second place item, I can't get the first. Pissing me off.
You sound horrible at whatever this game is.
The game sounds horrible?
No, you sound horrible.
Oh. Well, wait.
You can't break things with a hammer, Alan. Come on.
I can break things. I can break 100 items. It's just I can't do it in that amount of time. I know. I got
to
work
on it. How much of a component is that to the game? Is that just a small little side?
Just a side mission type thing. That's all they are. I could do the levels. I don't need this item. I don't need to do this. But I want to because... it's there. It's like imagine Super Mario World where you have the levels. You can go to the little dots. There's one off to the side, right? And you don't have to beat that one to keep going. But I'm gonna try to beat it because I want to. And so that's where I'm at on Bastion. I'd say about 60-70% way through at least. I finally got all the. There's like these houses that you can get. You level up your little area so you can improve your guy. And I did the last one just recently, and then I'm pretty sure I'm getting near the end. The story, there's actually a story in it, which I didn't know. I thought there was just kind of a... I mean, I knew there was a story. I didn't think it was going to, like, have some kind of deep mythology to it, and it kind of does. It's pretty interesting. Definitely worth the buy. All the critics have raised it up. I definitely like it. I don't think I'm a critic. Maybe I am now. So yeah, critics agree, as well as Alan. Definitely pick that game up. It is expensive right now. Maybe it'll go on sale. It is worth the 15.
What is it right now?
15. 1,200 15. Points. Extra Microsoft points. It is on PC as well, on Steam. It is on Steam and on Xbox. It's not on PS3 right now. Sorry, PS3 owners.
Suckers.
Pretty much, yeah, definitely recommend that buy. It's a good game. I will update you guys on when I beat it, see if I what I truly think then, but I mean, I'm already telling you to buy it, so that's probably as much as you need to know. Other than that, I guess we can start going down this list for real now.
For real?
Unless you have anything you want to add into our game playing / beating / reviews kind of thing.
No, just I'm gonna focus on finishing up Assassin's Creed and Fallout New Vegas, and
I don't know.
By then, probably Gears will be out. So
next week, what do you think you'll be at, or what do you think you'll have? Do you think you'll have anything beaten?
Should have Fallout beaten for sure, because I'm like right there at the end.
Oh yeah,
I think pretty sure. Anyway,
yeah.
If I don't get sidetracked on some side things,
so expect that next week. We'll ask you and see what you think about the ending. I am going to jump into... After Bastion, I want to jump into Dragon Age. I have that almost done. I'm at the last... like, the last area, last thing. So...
Oh, yeah.
So I got that.
I probably played 20 hours of that game, and I'm nowhere near anywhere.
Really?
I keep doing side stuff. That's all I do. That's all I've done.
It's a fun game. I did cheat a little bit. Kind of a cheater. There's like a glitch in the game where you can get like all your ability points or whatever. And so I ended up doing that later in the game. Like, found it out. Like, I think I did look it up. I don't know. I checked if there's cheats one day, and I was like, I don't feel like doing this. I don't feel like leveling up. I just want to go through the story, because that's why I'm playing the game. And I did that, and either way, I'm near the end. I liked it. I like Dragon Age. I hear bad things about the second one, but I hear it's good. It's decent, but I hear it's not as good. So I'm not. Yeah. I'm probably not going to. I do have Dragon Age 2. I have it for Xbox already. Still brand new. Not even played, but I don't think I'll jump into it right away. I will, but not now. Not now. Not during Wild Destruction 2011. That's my lightning. Is that good?
That was a horrible lightning.
Oh. No?
A little better.
All right. Well, I will take a little better. Besides games, I think we talked those out, at least for now, until we jump into the game news, but for now, I guess we'll go. Where do you want to go next, Justin? You want to talk about?
Let's talk in some tech news. Let's throw some tech news at
some news.
People. Is that supposed to be Morse code? Because that's not very. Yeah. That's not very techy.
That means just, tech news
that's,
and
that's pretty old
in Morse code. So. That's actually exactly what Jared did the other day when I said, I don't remember what we were talking about, but.
I don't get the correlation with tech with beep 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 beep. It sounds like Morse code.
That's what computers make, is the beeping noise.
Yeah, but I associate that with like breaking news, like old newscasts. Like,
yeah. Oh, we have breaking news.
Did you ever watch Nick News early in the morning on Saturdays?
Nick News.
They had that noise was on that show.
Oh, high pitched noise. Yeah, that makes sense. what you're saying. Yeah. But that's for Cluttered Minds podcast. That's tech news.
I guess it's on the nose for us.
In tech news. And what I'm doing right now is touching my nose because you said that. Don't ask me why. So, tech news. Let's just go down the list on this.
All right.
Would you like to intro this one? You want to intro this one in?
I got this.
All right.
So Ford, yes, the lovely Ford Motor Company, my personal favorite.
All right.
I don't care what anybody says, they're my favorite. I'll only buy a Ford.
I am neutral.
So I'm a little biased, but it doesn't matter because you don't have a podcast, I do.
Yep.
So Ford recently unveiled this new concept car. And the car itself, while it's stunning and it's beautiful, it's a nice looking car.
Yeah.
That's not what the story is about. The story is about the cloud based software that the car is going to use. Yes, the car is going to use cloud based software.
Huh.
It's going to be basically a driving personal assistant. It's going to cater to every one of your personal quirks and preferences, and the car actually learns everything it can about you.
Like, it learns context-wise, or
it learns what kind of music you like, what kind of temperature you want your car to be. It learns what news you listen to. It learns your driving route. Say, you know, most people go from home to work, and that's the majority of their driving is from home to work. So your car
excuse me. That was random. Sorry.
Your car will learn your route over time and develop the best way to manipulate the engine to get the best fuel mileage. It'll predict when and where you're going to need power. So if you sit in traffic on a daily basis, you're going to use a lot less fuel than you normally would. Because it'll learn that that's a typical action. If you have it synced with other items in your home, like while you're getting ready for work, you're listening to the news on the radio or on the TV or something like that, it'll tune
your radio inside your car to the same channel so that you can seamlessly transfer from your home to your car and not miss out on any news stories that you happen to be listening to.
Oh, jeez. So
it's going to be pretty, it sounds pretty awesome. The car itself will obviously never get made. It's just a concept.
But the technology in it, though.
Yeah, the technology in it, according to Ford, is something that they're definitely going to implement parts of in future cars.
Is this, I think they have something already, like this Ford Sync, not that that's what they call it, though, like a syncing.
Yeah, Ford Sync, right. Ford Sync right now is currently available in a lot of their cars, their newer cars. It's similar. It's nowhere near as advanced or as personable as this new system is proving to be. But with the Ford Sync, it's basically like, it's kind of like GM's OnStar, where it's it can detect if you're in an accident, blah, 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 blah. OnStar is mostly for safety and convenience, but Sync is more for everyday use. It has Bluetooth for your phones. It keeps a contact list inside the hard drive in your car to where, you just sync it to your phone and all your contacts are in your car now, and you can talk via Bluetooth through your speakers, and you can save. It has, I think it's a 40 gig hard drive.
Yeah.
So you can store music and stuff like that on your car's hard drive without having to have like an iPod or anything like that plugged in. It's all voice controlled. You can say, play the Beatles and it'll just start playing a Beatles song. And that's currently available. So this new technology doesn't seem like a huge hurdle. It seems very reachable. So
yeah, definitely. Like, I want this now.
Yeah. It sounds awesome. And I'm a huge Ford fanboy. So
whatever. I'm all for this better stuff like this. Like computer things in there. Wait, it's a hybrid?
Yeah, the car itself, the concept car, is a hybrid, averaging about 500 miles to the tank. Wow. It's pretty good. Combination of gas and lithium ion batteries.
Definitely. I want this. I want this technology to start being put in cars. This is a big deal because I listen to podcasts. I listen to mainly podcasts. And, to have it just in my car, I don't have to like do anything, or I could just bring my phone, or it will just automatically sync. Because I know that's what Ford Sync does, anyways. But and then all this other stuff on top of that, and learning my behavior, and like it will know, like if it learns, at least the way I'm thinking it might learn, to know that the new podcast came out, so I'll probably want to be listening to that one, or it would know, or whatever, whatever, like, because if this stuff gets fused and like your phones, like at least where it can communicate that way, cloud or something, like your phone has an app and then it just takes information of that, and when you get in your car it just launches where you were on when I was listening to Cluttered Minds podcast, for example, just throwing any podcast out there, but
as everybody in the future will be
exactly
listening to the Cluttered
Minds as this podcast gets huge, that will be coming out, and we can get some t-shirts from Ford.
Awesome. I'm all for it.
All for t-shirts. That should be our subtitle.
Slogan.
Cluttered Minds Podcast.
All for t-shirts.
We want your t-shirts. Yeah, all for t-shirts.
We'll work for t-shirts.
I mean, come on. I mean, who has too much t-shirts? Right. I don't know. I don't know that guy. I don't know that woman.
I don't want to know that guy.
I know. I don't want to run into that person that's just like, I have too many t-shirts. I was like, what? How? Not how many do you have? 10,000? Maybe that's too much. Other than that, no. 10,001 is not. It's not. No, I totally want this car. This seems really cool. I like the concept. It's probably a couple years till it's totally, maybe like 2 years. I could see this being fused into cars, in their newer line of cars. Next year, the year after that, I could see them putting in there within like 2 years. Because it's the cloud stuff itself. I mean, even if they don't have all the features of like learning how you drive and stuff,
yeah,
just the syncing, improving their sync to this type of stuff,
right?
I would be willing
to. It seems very doable and almost ready, it appears like.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that far of a reach. And then, obviously, the other stuff that might be a little bit more into the computer systems in the car that control, you know, the drive train and all that fun stuff. But whatever. Get the syncing type stuff where my phone is slash what I listen to and all that stuff in there as soon as possible, because that's a benefit for me, because I love listening to things, or that's how I, instead of reading, because you can't read when you drive. I mean, you can, but I'd prefer not to. But yeah, this Ford Sync, Ford thing, it's pretty cool. I like it. It's a good thing. I don't hate Ford. I don't prefer them either. Like, I don't, like, have any favoritism towards them, but this is totally, I think, a step in the right direction. At least now Ford's got my finger. No, is that not the right analogy?
You're going to finger Ford?
Eye. Yeah, finger Ford. It's my bitch. No, but yeah, all right. Definitely look into that, you guys. We'll have a link in the show notes. Hopefully the site's running decently well. We'll have to be able to put that up. All right, let's jump down to this next one. I don't know, since I posted this one, but got it from Wired. Thank you, Justin, for at least signifying and making me get through the gates of Wired and actually going out there and subscribing to their RSS feed. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I've known about Wired,
it was my main source for tech news for the past couple of years until I actually got into the whole RSS feed fiasco.
Finding all the other stuff out there.
Yeah, Wired was definitely my main source for.
Wired is a good source. I've heard they're not as good as they used to be.
No, I think when they were mainly the magazine, I think they were bigger.
Yeah.
But now the internet basically makes magazines pretty much out of date the instant they're printed. They've kind of gone downhill, but they're still relevant. They're still
a dying. They're making this whole iPad / online thing. They're making it subscribe. So whatever, whole internet / print business. I'm pretty sure there's better places to find out. I mean, I guess my opinion is dying, but I still love it. I love print, but I do find most of my stuff online. Anyways, this is a little bit phone news, but it's more of just companies and us in general as in the future. It's about the whole AT&T / T-Mobile merger. I'm pretty sure most people that, you know, kind of keep up with some of the phone news and know about this, maybe if they keep up with their carriers, but we talked about this last week. AT&T tried to buy T-Mobile. It was blocked by the Department of Justice. They're going to fight it, but I'm hoping it doesn't happen. It's bad for business. It's bad for the consumer. It's bad for competition.
Right. And Sprint actually just recently filed its own lawsuit against AT&T and T-Mobile for the same reason the Department of Justice stated. So...
Yeah,
AT&T has two battles on its hand, not just one. So,
and I'm sorry if you really love AT&T, because even I know iPhone owners that were on are on AT&T, they don't like AT&T service. They do have an issue with their spectrum. Most, at least from what I hear, most things that I hear, I don't hear much good things. But either way, besides that point, AT&T wants your money. They want to buy that. That's why they tried to go after T-Mobile. They want to have control. More control over the market. But this goes into how it wants... the future is now. Like, the things that the phone companies, they're not doing this right now because they're squeezing us out. It costs them 0.001 cent per text that we send or receive. That's how much it costs them. So, like, no money, yet we pay $20 a month for... You know, and we don't even reach anything near those lines. And they're overcharging. They're making 99% profit or whatever. I don't know how to say this, but like, actually, no, like 1,000% profit off of us just from texting. Anyway, so it goes into how AT&T, not just AT&T, but all the phone companies are starting to lock up the internet services. Now we have limits, and we don't have unlimited, you know, data plans. But the future is mobile, you know, internet, to have internet everywhere. So it goes. It's pretty much an opinion piece. It's not really anything factual, but I found it really intriguing that I like what this guy was saying. And he goes into how, you know, if the internet is mobile, or at least the mobile internet world is the future, because everything's, you know, on our phones. We'll see about the tablet market, but even your computer, if, you know, you never had to hook it up, just because it's just wireless and there's internet everywhere, especially if you have like a laptop or something, you just have internet. That's where we're going. And then if pieces like things that, where we went into the whole singularity type deal, or even just having robots in your, you know, more part of our everyday life, where computers are just becoming so much more fused into everything we do, internet in your car, all this stuff ties into that, because it's them, those four companies are the people who control internet everywhere, who control the mobile internet world. Yeah, we have like, you know, the line stuff, that ones that we go to our, the internet that goes to our house, but they control the stuff over the air, and they have all of that under control. Instead of like investing money in making the infrastructure better, making connections better, making it so it's faster, better, stronger, whatever, they're trying to just buy each other out and then just have control over pricing and then just gouge the hell out of us. That's what they're doing. Like, as much as you don't want to, you know, actually probably everybody hates their own phone company. It doesn't matter who you're on, but I can only see where we hit a mark where, because all these apps are, and all these things like downloading podcasts or things that are becoming more and more internet focused, that takes data. And if we keep doing more things with data and they start limiting us, then it's going to kill innovation with a lot of things that everybody's doing. I don't know. That's how I look at it, at least. And by the way, what it's talking about here, I'm hoping that maybe the phone companies start wising up here, but I don't think so. But I do like the opinion of, you know, building a better infrastructure for the future of America.
I think it's interesting how with just in the past year or two, I don't know if this was the plan, like, all along with mobile internet, to have it be available everywhere. And have that be our main source of internet. Yeah. Because just a year or two ago, I thought Wi-Fi would make a bigger impact than it has been. I think Wi-Fi has gone pretty stagnant in terms of progression, because like just, you know, like a year or two ago, I was reading and hearing things like entire cities were going to be completely Wi-Fi accessible, like here in Arizona. The whole city of Tempe was supposed to be under Wi-Fi within like a year or two.
Yeah,
I don't know if that ever happened or if there's any plans to continue it. But it seems like Wi-Fi access has gone down severely, and mobile internet has really grown leaps and bounds over the past couple of years.
The reason why I think, obviously these are just opinions here, but the phone companies don't want that to happen. They want to have control over the air. They are probably fighting that stuff as much as anything else that they might be fighting. They're trying to have... That's the thing. Wi-Fi is free. Like, it's free. They don't want that to be free, because then everybody's just going to be on Wi-Fi all the time and not use their data. See, it's bad for them. And the thing... And that's what pisses me off the most, because I was like, I'll take whatever it is, but paying $40 a month for a data plan that's limited, that's what, $12 months a year, it would be $4,800. That's not right. I'm adding this
that's
wrong.
Like $480 a year,
$480 a year paying for that. And it might even start going up with 4G. We'll see as speeds get faster, where mobile is almost as fast as my internet connection at home. And then they're going to limit us? Like, I don't understand. It's counterproductive. It's like, oh, you can go so much faster. You can download everything so much faster. But, oh, there's a 5 gig cap. wait, no, there's a 2 gig cap now. No, you gotta pay for the next tier, and then every gig afterwards. It's just, I don't understand. That's limiting them, because, first of all, they can make more money if, you know, they just have people doing stuff. They can have, there's other business ventures. The internet is a beast that needs to not, they're trying to limit it. Not just, you know, phone companies, but cable companies too, or internet providers, I think, are trying to, they're trying to get a hold, a grip on it, but I think it's bad. But, yeah, but this goes into that. I'm hoping, you know, where it says, that the internet's like a gold mine. You know, it's that gold mine rush type of deal. And, it's a wild west, or it's another frontier, all that stuff. Yeah. I'm hoping, you know, there's only 4 wireless, you know, phone carriers out there. There's a couple other ones, but they pretty much have everything. We're pretty much at their whim, which is a horrible thing to think about, but if one does wise up, you know, lots of the geeks will run there first, and then once people start seeing that, oh, you know, it's a lot more open, that's the thing, being open. I don't know. Selling bandwidth. I don't see why they couldn't just, you know, make that a business. Anyways, but hopefully, you know, look into that. We'll obviously have most of these stories hopefully up. But that's my opinion on, I hate AT&T. Which is what is the summation of that whole talk. I don't like AT&T. And they used to be, you know, Bell South, and, or Bell whatever, all that stuff. And they're already broken. They're trying to become, it's almost the exact same thing as, you know, 20 years ago when they originally got broke up. Anyways. Let's jump into the next story. Let's get to this invisible tank.
Did I spell it wrong? I spelled that way wrong. Wow.
Justin, do the story out here.
Dyslexic invisible tank.
Yeah.
So there's this new technology, military type technology, for tank cloaking devices.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it's awful. Who needs an invisible tank?
But go on.
Anyway.
Okay.
Well, this new tech, there is some technology out there already to make tanks less susceptible to radar and sight. But this one goes at it in a whole new way, based on, I'm guessing, the most common use of field optics, which is thermal imaging, which basically puts all these little small panels, thermal panels, on the outside of the tank, which are just made to solely just change temperature very quickly. That's their sole purpose, is to change their temperature to adapt to their surroundings. So they can measure the outside air temperature and match that temperature so that on an infrared camera, it appears that there's nothing there, which is actually very cool. There's a video posted on the site that we'll have linked in the show notes that shows this in action. It can also be used as a way to determine friendly tanks. You can write messages basically just by changing the temperature on each panel.
Like, so suck it.
Suck it, Al-Qaeda. Right before they get a 30-millimeter shell in their face.
Yeah, they'll... Whoops. Oh, shit. My bad.
But yeah, I think it's pretty cool. It reminds me of a story I read a couple years ago. I don't know how far that technology has advanced or if it's gone stagnant.
Like the invisibility?
Yeah, another type of invisibility for tanks and personnel and any type of military equipment, really, was this fabric being developed that has thousands and hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of small little cameras and projectors all weaved around the cloth, to where you could drape it over anything and the cameras on the opposite side of wherever you're looking at will record and project images to the front side of whatever you're looking at. So it basically shows, it looks like you're looking through it, but you're really just looking at a projection of what's behind it.
It's Metal Gear Solid type stuff.
Yep, and it's shown in the new Tom Clancy Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter.
out now.
Or Future Soldier.
Wrong.
Future Soldier coming out sometime next year. You can see this cloaking, same type of technology in action in the video game.
You can buy it as DLC.
Yep. And I thought that was really cool. I don't know how practical it is or where it's at in that terms of technology. I haven't heard anything about it in a couple of years, but I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I feel that the invisible tank thing is kind of like a step forward in that direction, because I mean, what else that's next is where you can't actually see the tank with the naked eye, which is crazy to think about. It's almost scary to think that when that technology is like perfected, it's awesome, yet also scary, because you never know. You don't know. There's someone in my room right now using it. I don't even know. No, but it is really cool. That technology, I mean, it is interesting to think about. And it's there, so I know it's happening. And it's a video game, so it must be true, right? No.
Right. Exactly.
But they base a lot of their research.
If Tom Clancy has it in his game, it's legit.
It's probably something.
It's for real. It's happening. Exactly. It's coming out.
When that nuke hit, no nukes. I can't think of any nukes. I can't remember any Tom Clancy stories right now. But, yeah. Optical camo. That's what's next. Buy it at your local Hot Topic. I want this. It's an invisible shirt. That would be kind of cool, actually. Wouldn't mind that. If, you know, with robots, if, you know, if we get that like assembly line of just robots making cameras, and then it weaves itself around, you know, weaving robot, easy to make that totally happen. I wonder how expensive that would be. $100. Perfect. This is cheap.
Doubt it.
Doubtful. Did you wanna? I think that will be it for our tech news. It's a little long, but that's tech, guys. Get with it. Times are changing. Adapt or die. Okay, maybe you won't die. But adapt or be an old person. I mean, yeah, you could. Invisible guy just sliced your neck. You didn't know. You didn't know.
Yep.
You would have been ready.
Know it was possible.
Exactly. You didn't know that your car can hook up to your phone automatically with a sync feature.
Now save your life.
Now you know. Exactly. Could have been like,
accident.
Don't crash. Or you could have been...
Thanks, car.
Oh, I mean, they're already doing that with one car where it's like, it stops before you run into something. If you don't stop in time. But, I get one step closer to a freaking Minority Report. I don't know.
Maybe. Or iRobot. iRobot's more likely.
You know nothing of the future. All right, well, tech news. I mean, throw us some, you know, if you have any suggestions, you know, you can throw us some tech news stories. Maybe we'll become more opinionated about it. Like, I mean, besides we like it and we think it's cool. I don't know. Sure, maybe we gotta expand on it, but we'll worry about that later. That's non-podcast talk, folks. Should we go to... You want to talk about Sons of Anarchy premiere? Oh, this is a little random.
Oh, yes. I meant to talk about that at the intro of the show tonight, which will be probably too late for people listening to this podcast. But anyway, just to let you know what you missed out on.
What season, though?
This is the premiere of season 4. For Sons of Anarchy. It's probably my favorite show on TV for the past 4 seasons. It is beautifully written, wonderfully acted, incredibly intense, nail-biting, wow. Edge of the seat.
Can I eat this show? Because it sounds good.
Type show. Yeah. I mean, if you could eat any show, it would be this show.
I still haven't got into it. I need to.
Best meal you've ever had.
I really need to get into it.
I have seasons 1 and 2 on Blu-ray. I should let you borrow it. I need to pick up season 3 just so I'm up to date.
Just you know, folks, he's always talked about this show. I just haven't got around to catching up. I have a backlog of shows. Maybe we'll get into our backlogs, but not today. But yeah, I've seen a couple episodes, but you do need to kind of keep up with the show to kind of know what's going on.
Yeah, it's very progressive. It's very one show builds off of another, so you cannot
You cannot jump in. If you haven't seen seasons 1 through 3, I would not recommend jumping into season 4. You'd be completely lost.
But you would be
entertained for sure, but it would mean so much more if you actually knew the backstory.
Yeah. Definitely Justin Nelson, stamp of approval, Sons of Anarchy. What day does it usually come on?
Tuesday? Comes on at Tuesdays at 10 o'clock.
Tuesdays at 10. It's for you adult people. None of you little ones.
Yep, very an adult-oriented show.
Yeah, so what the fuck are you being up if you're under 12? I can't think of... I don't know how old you need to be, but... Depending on what time you go to bed. Sons of Anarchy. Justin likes it.
It's amazing. It's a great show.
Is it makes drama? Action?
It's a drama.
More drama.
It's a drama. Drama action.
Comedy?
No.
Not really. No. I'm sure there's funny things that in there, but not...
Oh, like, yeah. There's funny comedic things that happen, but...
Can't have...
There's a few all lines in there. There's a few stingers. Everyone's like, someone pokes you in the ribs.
That was clever.
Yeah.
No, it's you've always spoke highly of that show. I need you to check that out. So Sons of Anarchy, Tuesdays, 10.
On FX. Free t-shirts, FX.
It's on Netflix? On Netflix?
It is not on Netflix. You can rent, you can do the DVDs through Netflix, but there is no instant stream on Netflix.
Oh, this is not on our topic list, but this reminds me, I recently renewed my Amazon Prime, but it's not the one where I can invite you in, by the way, Justin, because I tried to do that. It's awesome, by the way. It's pretty much... Okay, Amazon Prime. If you don't know what it is...
Before you go, how is it different from the student version that I have? Because I have a year subscription because
I have the student version.
Still a student.
But it's like a student discount, but it's real Prime. Like, they give me a discount because they know I'm a student, and I can do it for another 3 years, but I don't get all the features of Prime. Like, I can't invite other email addresses. I tried to do it. I've been trying to figure it out. Maybe I'm missing it, but it's not. So far, from what I know, I'm under the student discount real Prime, so I get all the instant watch stuff that they offer now.
Oh.
So, and that was $40.
Full Prime membership is $40 a year?
Since I'm a student. But I'm thinking of just cutting that off because I get 3 years of it. I can cut that off, use it later, but have, you know, you guys or, you know, family, whoever, anybody could do this, and just have 4 other people along with it. And I think we can all instant watch. If we can all instant watch, because there's stuff on Amazon Prime. Okay. Before I get too far ahead of myself, Amazon Prime, you get free 2-day shipping, $3.99 1-day shipping. Depending on where you are, you could get overnight for $2.99, but really good deal. The savings are literally from what you would save, like if you didn't have Prime, the money that you would have to pay for shipping, and you got the free shipping, that goes towards your subscription. So when you pay normally $70 a month, if you're not like a student or something, there's mom discounts, there is, some other ones, I can't remember exactly, but there's a couple different ones. Check that out. But Amazon Prime, I definitely push anybody to get it if you don't have it already. It's really good. I buy so much stuff from there. I don't even go to, like, GameStop or anything anymore because I get my stuff released, day of delivery. It comes that day at, like, 12 p.m. or something. Really reliable. They have almost everything you can want, like, even food, toilet paper, if you want. But the subscription models where you can buy it and it will just send it to you once every month or once every week or however you want it. Just automatically goes off your card and boom, you get it every week if you wanted to. You want a toothbrush every 3 months, set that up. Every 6 months, set that up. Really cool stuff. There's like a one-click button. I buy all my books from there. I don't have a Kindle yet. But yeah, so Amazon Prime, along with all that extra stuff that you get from being a Prime member for shipping stuff, you also get Instant Watch. They just added that just recently. I believe like 6 months ago or so. It's pretty much just Netflix, what Netflix is, but has a lot of the same stuff that Netflix has, but also things that Netflix doesn't have. Like, I was watching Best Kitchen, or Best Dining, with Gordon Ramsay. I like the Ramsay shows. I like reality food shows. That's the only reality shows I think I love. But yeah, I watched that. There's a couple other shows on there. I guess all the Star Treks are on there if you're a Trekkie. Like all of the Star Treks, every single one. There's a lot of other exclusive deals. But that's just a bonus to the Amazon Prime. I paid Amazon Prime before they even added any of this other stuff. There's a couple other bonuses, but I don't remember them right now. But definitely jump into that. Sons of Anarchy might be on Amazon Prime. I might have to look into that.
But, really? Check that out right now.
Yeah. Let's kill this podcast real quick. No. But yeah, definitely recommend going to there and signing up for an Amazon Prime subscription. It seems like a lot of money, but if you definitely order your stuff, like stop, you know, buying video games or maybe if you know your pro sizes, you can do that instead of any of the other stuff. But Sons of Anarchy, let's find out. We're finding out right now, guys. I am doing things you cannot see. HD, Amazon Instant Video. Boom.
No way.
Yep, way. Pretty sick.
So you could watch it.
Wait. No. No, I can't. This is season one.
Damn.
I was checking. No. It's not on there. They must have some kind of exclusive deal with FX to not do it. Or FX doesn't have a deal with anybody. So never mind. It's not on there. But there's a lot of things on there. If, you know, some stuff's not on Netflix, you can find it on here. It's another way to not buy cable. If you want to, and it's all instant view and HD and that stuff.
That's always good. Buying cable.
Yeah.
So expensive.
Saves so much money. $100 a month. That's $1,200 a year. You'd save. I mean, you still spend $8 a month for Netflix, and then $70 for Prime. Amazon Prime. If you want to do that, you get a lot of the shows that you could get. You get all of them too. Yeah, that's way cheaper than $1,200. And that's not on top of anything else you might have, too.
Yep.
And if you have packages or sports deals. Other than that, Amazon Prime. Definitely buy that. Sons of Anarchy, check that out. We should probably start making a segment for just recommended things. I think we should do that next time, Justin.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyways, sorry to talk about what we're going to do with the podcast, but we'll jump into game news. Beep boop beep boop. That's my game noise. We'll figure out some transitions for segments later on.
That was a horrible game. I'm sorry. What? Beep boop beep bop.
That's game noise. Beep boop beep boop. Is that more computer noise?
No. That's like Simon.
Like from
beep boop beep bop. No, Simon is in the memory game.
Oh. Red, green, green, blue, green, green. Yeah. Simon is fun. But let's talk about some games. Some game things. Justin, you won't know much about this. I don't know if you watched the trailer or not. But Ni No Kuni. Yeah. Ni No Kuni. RPG game. I'm not asking you to be interested in this game, but just watch like the trailer. It's just a beautiful, like, animated. It looks like an anime game. It's one of the best, one of the better animated video games to date, I think, personally. Looks really good. I don't necessarily need it for an RPG. I'm not pushing an RPG style for this type of animation or the graphic style that they use here. But I would love for this to be implemented in games that, instead of doing the stupid shiny surfaces type, everything looks like glass thing that like Unreal Engine type stuff does, which annoys the hell out of me. Maybe do this. Maybe do like a cartoon. You can make it darker looking. You don't have to use as much bright colors like they do. You can make it serious, more serious like with just, you know, different character models. But I love the animation in the game. The graphics in this game look awesome. I'm hoping next gen utilizes it a little bit more, or at least more games, different types of games. I would love RPGs to use it. I love RPGs, but Definitely check that game out. It's not out in America yet. I think it's coming out in Japan soon. Hopefully it gets translated for here. I will be your sole JRPG guy on the podcast because
that's very true.
No one else likes them. But I will definitely, you know, I will fight when I can. And I know I can win. which I probably won't win anything, but I will be the voice that will scream in the drowning pool of non-JRPG games that go around here. But yeah, definitely check that out. It's a really good-looking game. Can't deny that. Check that out. We'll have the link. We need to stop saying that. We'll have all the links we talk about in here. Hopefully in the show notes. Hopefully tomorrow. Where should we go next? We got Crimson Alliance.
Crimson Alliance.
I don't know if you looked at any trailers or anything for that, Justin.
Yeah, I looked at the Giant Bomb stuff.
It's like a four-player co-op dungeon crawler.
Yeah, not bad. Does it remind you of Gauntlet Legends in any way?
Kind of, but it doesn't have like the throwing weapons. I think you could be a magic person, but like your weapons aren't thrown. Like if you're some kind of fighter guy, you got to run up there and beat the guy up. So it's kind of like Ultimate Alliance.
Okay.
Which is what I would reference it to. And supposedly there's like upgrades. You do level up. So yeah, just exactly like Ultimate Alliance, but maybe just not as cliche or niche as Ultimate Alliance was. Even though that game did do pretty good. I do love a good four-player co-op game. But yeah, Crimson Alliance, check that out. Supposedly it was free if you bought all the Summer of Arcade games. Not supposedly, but it is free if you bought all the Summer of Arcade games, like From Dusk, Bastion, Fruit Ninja, some other games too. I think there's two other games I'm missing. If you bought those, you also get Crimson Alliance for free. Not too important, but it's a good game. If you love co-op games with other people, play that. I like it.
It looks cool. It
looks like a cool game. I don't know. It's not out
yet. I'd be willing to give it a shot.
So. We might demo it out here this week. We'll let you guys know if it's definitely worth a buy. But keep an eye out for Crimson Alliance. Co-op, one of the few co-op games that might be good. Let's hope so. Because I really need a co-op game. I was going to plug a site. I'll just plug them real quick. Digital Foundry. It's a Eurogamer site. Talks about, compares graphics, all your little fanboys, PS3 or Xbox or a computer, doesn't matter, they compare it. They even do other things, not just video games, but mainly video games, and they will compare the graphics side by side and all that other stuff, running at max settings, yada yada yada. Really good site if you're just into comparisons, you want to spend your money on something that's, you know, looks the best. If you're like me, that plays like PS3, one player plays three games on like, or plays one player games on PS3, maybe multiplayer games on Xbox, maybe the one player games, if it looks better on Xbox, I'll get it on Xbox. Something like that. If you're in that same position as me, I think believe Justin is the same way, and, definitely think. Yep. Yeah. What?
Yeah, I would agree.
It might help you. You don't want to buy the bad version of the game. Minecraft. I will be the Minecraft guy for now until we get Justin into this game. Pretty much.
I watched the trailer, the new 1.8 trailer.
He's adding a monster.
It looks cool. It makes it more interesting than what I originally thought of the game.
Yeah, and most of that's already in there. Like, I didn't really see. Like, he's changed the terrain. All right, okay. So Minecraft. I know we've talked about this before, but Minecraft is updates. 1.8 is coming out. It's a big update. It's adding adventure stuff. So it's adding NPCs. It's adding a new monster. It's changing the way the land randomly generates. So you get like caverns, and you'll get like caves that are actually like dungeons. Like, so, and then you'll get like giant crevices or like canyons and stuff, and things that you don't normally see, unless you know, that you rarely see in the regular game now. Or at least the 1.7 update version now, you'll see now. And there's like islands and lots of cool little things he's changing with the code. So, I mean, it's exciting. If you haven't seen Minecraft, check out some videos. Find that on YouTube's. I'm pretty sure you guys know how to do that. If you found this podcast, you probably know how to use the computer. Let's hope so. And then, I imagine we might talk a little bit on this, but save this little gem here. It's about our, you know, Walt Destruction 2011. And, out of all these games, we have a good amount of games. Some of these aren't actually confirmed for this year. But we have a good amount of games, and they're going to be coming out here over the next 3.5 months. We'll be talking a lot about these games probably throughout the next 3 months because we'll be buying a lot of these games and playing them and, you know, seeing how we do, seeing what we think about them, and if you should, you know, might want to buy it or check it out, or you're just curious about. But from a list of, it looks like, about 20, 21 games, I've limited mine down to 5. I did last night. I went to Amazon. I started picking all the games I wanted. I got it to 10 and then realized 10 times 60 is $600. I knew how to do math. And when I celebrated that fact, I went, wow, that's a lot of money. Maybe I should reduce that list. I guess I'll just ask you, Justin, do you know what games are must-buys, and then games that are might-buys, and then probably not going to buy?
Yeah, for sure, Battlefield 3. For sure, Skyrim. That's my number one.
Why Battlefield 3 instead of Modern Warfare 3?
I'm just totally disenfranchised with the whole Call of Duty titles. There's just...
But it looks... It looks interesting.
I've seen the new trailers, the new multiple trailers. It does look better than the current version, but...
Hold off.
They just pissed me off so bad. I'm definitely doing Battlefield 3 before Modern Warfare 3. I don't even know if I'll get Modern Warfare 3. If Battlefield 3 turns out to be a big steaming pile of shit, I'll probably get Modern Warfare 3. But, I don't know.
The big draw to me, firefight and four-player co-op... what was it called last time? Where you can fight your co-op, the co-op mode.
The horde mode?
Thing? No. Co-op mode on Modern Warfare 2.
The terrorist hunt thing?
Yeah. Whatever that was called. There's it's four players now, which is kind of
survival?
Cool, I guess.
Survival.
No, it's not survival. We had to get through a level. It's like a mission.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember what it was called.
But yeah, that I believe is four player, which is anything co-op. I'm willing to sacrifice a lot of things for co-op, but you know, we'll see. Definitely Battlefield 3 is on my list as well. What'd you say, Skyrim?
Skyrim is my number one, obviously. We've mentioned it a few times in the show.
I am debating on getting Skyrim first day or not.
What?
Yeah, because look.
What is wrong with
I know, that? Okay. Here's my reasoning. This is what I did. That was part of my 10 games that I picked up last night. But when I was looking at it all, I was like, okay, NHL 12 is one of mine. NBA 2K12, I have a couple more. I'll go into those in a sec. But they're online games. I get more replay value out of those online games. But one-player games, I can put off till at least December, January, February. And that's when around the time when Mass Effect 3 and the next wave of pretty good games comes out. I can put off Skyrim. It's a one-player game. It's not like I'm missing anything if I don't.
You are.
Don't play.
You're missing everything. Because I'll be done with it by then, and I won't want to talk about it. And you'll be like, "Oh my God, Skyrim!"
Oh yeah.
And I'll be like, true. "Oh yeah, I remember when I did that 4 months ago." Get with it, Alan.
Hey, I'm on Skyrim 2. What are you doing? Yeah, I mean, I've been playing, because I'm not buying Arkham City right away.
I'm not either.
I had to sacrifice
it. I can wait.
I really want that game, but it's a one-player game again, and I don't have to play it. I mean, Assassin's Creed Revelations comes out, but I haven't beat Brotherhood or 2. I need to beat those two. NHL 12 is my other one, but my number one to buy is Dark Souls, which I'm going to push heavily upon you. And I do have a younger brother who plays games. I'll try to get him to play. It's Demon's Souls might be my number one. It's probably my number one game of this generation. Like, it's an amazing game. I want you to play it. I would let you have it, but I haven't even beat the last, like, there's 3 bosses left I need to beat. It's a hard as hell game. But once we play Dark Souls, it's pretty much the same game. Yeah, if there's one game I want you to get that's not on your list, Dark Souls.
Dark Souls, huh?
Dark Souls, yeah. Maybe we'll have to have you rent it or something, or I'll just buy it for you. I will do anything to get some other people on there with me at the same time. Because there's co-op. It's co-op in there. to help each other out. We could get into the details, but there is co-op. So already sounds like a good deal to me.
Yeah, it's already a plus.
Yeah, it's a huge plus. Co-op in your games is a big deal, but it's got to be good. It's got to be good co-op. It can't be just... can't be crap. But usually these types of games, it's pretty good. I played co-op on the PS3 version, or on the first game, I should say, because the only version is PS3. But played co-op on there with just random people, and it was awesome. There's a dude who was super leveled up, and he helped me through a lot of stuff. But he did die. He did die against the guys on my thing. Because you beat the game, and then there's a new game plus, then there's a new game plus plus, and there's a new game plus plus. It keeps going. It gets harder.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy. Because you can go up to level like 700 something on Demon Souls. I don't know what Dark Souls is like, but yeah, I'm level 90. I haven't even beat it once. Usually people beat it around my level the first time. And then the second time you can beat it around like level 120. And so on and so forth. There's lots of little tactics. But you can beat the game level 1 if you're skilled enough. If you're skilled, that's what I love about it. Because there is a skill curve. It's almost like you can be the best at basketball if you're that good. Or you can be the worst. Or you can get into the pros from high school. You know, not knowing a lot. You know, you can beat the whole entire game if level 1. You can beat all the bosses. Level 1, you can do all of that. It's awesome. It's good. It's a cool concept. And if you're skilled enough and dodge your stuff, pick your battles right, and fight, you know the tactics. Because that's the thing. Every monster has a certain way to attack it. It's really cool. But Dark Souls, I'm gonna be pushing that one on you for the next month or so. Expect to hear that, folks. I'm all about the Dark Souls.
When does it come out?
October 4th.
Okay.
So it's not... I don't think there's too much that comes out around that time. NBA 2K12, but you're not getting that either. Comes out the same day. I'll be buying both on that day.
Modern Warfare 3 comes out like the week after.
October? No, it comes out November 8th. Or November.
Oh, yeah, that's right. November 8th.
So that's a month from then. So that's time to at least we can play a little bit. Let you, like, figure some of it out. We'll probably take a break. Or we won't play that much. We will play it, but... get you that game, and then the co-op. My brother's definitely gonna get it. I wanted him to play. I think you and my brother have similar tastes, but I imagine the way this game is, it's so literally the reason why I stopped playing Demon Souls is because the atmosphere, it's so gloomy and depressing that I had to take a break. Like, I played that game for 50 hours, I think, maybe 60 hours, and I'm only level 90 right now. It's a hard game, but I'm better now, now that I didn't use anything, I didn't know anybody that played it, I didn't have any help, but literally, it was, because you're dead, you die a lot, you actually want to play the game dead. I don't know how the mechanics are going to work in Dark Souls, but you have less health when you're dead, like a little less than half of your health, than when you're alive, but when you're alive, people can jump into your rooms and kill you, but I turn that off, you don't have to do that, but it is, you know...
I might get distracted just jumping in people's games and trying to kill them.
Yeah, you can go kill them, yeah. Which would be awesome. I mean, you do level up, you do get things for doing that, you do get points, you do get have a record. If it's anything like the first one, which it looks pretty similar just with improvements, I think you would enjoy it. Not just for that concept, but that is another concept you would like. But yeah, you like come in as a phantom, so they call it, and you'll be like a black phantom dude. You look evil. And then you go and attack this guy. There is, on Demon Souls, there's a level where you are literally the end boss. You're the end boss, and you either get the special item if you kill that guy, or if you die, you don't get the item. The only way to get this item is if you kill that other guy. If you be the end boss, you have all of his powers, all of his abilities, and everything. And you have this health bar, and the guy fights you. He might not even know you're the boss. You control the boss. It's awesome. So many cool things that happen in that game. Like, that's how hardcore it is.
Are there any trailers out for right now where I can look at the gameplay?
Definitely, yeah. I think most of all of them are on. They have some, the ones that are showing right now are CG ones, but there is gameplay trailers that you can see. And watch, this is why I like, because the monsters are like straight demonic, gothic type. It's so awesome. Like, the monsters, the models, the people who did the graphics or the animators for this game are geniuses, especially even the first one. The monsters are just epic looking, and they are that big. They are huge monsters. They are not some dinky little thing to make it fit in a room or something. They are huge. They're giant. They're like three stories tall, and you fight them that way, and they will use... They are merciless. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you would enjoy the game, because you'd be like, Alan, I just beat the dude. And you're like, yeah, and there's a fat... Oh, man. I can go on and on, but it's a great game. Totally, you can tell by my voice. I'm totally into Demon's Souls. I'm probably going to jump back into it here soon, over the next couple weeks. But definitely my highest recommended game for this year, just because nobody knows about it. It's not a big, huge title outside of the people that already played like Demon's Souls or that only keep up with Japanese type games. Because it is made by Japanese developers and stuff, but it's not a JRPG. It's more of an action RPG type, like Morrowind or something like that. This is the best way to describe it. But it is very dark. They portray atmosphere awesome. Like, great. But yeah, I was depressed. I felt down. I felt horrible. I felt like I stressed all the time because it was so gloomy and dark. Like, everything in it is like, everybody's dead. The story is like, everybody's dead. You were playing to fight for your life. You're trying to redeem yourself. You got killed by a demon at the beginning of the game, trying to save this princess or whatever. Like, it's the fairy tale gone wrong, and it's everything that's bad, dark, like demonic. It's pretty cool. Really cool.
You make it sound worth getting, so I'll just,
the story itself, after the podcast, we'll be having you look at some trailers and stuff. At least even watch some of the trailers of Demon's Souls if you want, but there's one I want to there's a couple, two of them that I want to show you in Dark Souls. The new ones are more CG. Those ones don't show any gameplay. I want to show you gameplay. I want you to see the game and see if you might be, this looks interesting. I don't want you to be interested in the stupid CG crap that I hate.
Yeah, no, I never look at that anyway. Japanese. It has no bearing on what the game is going to be like.
I know, exactly. I want to see gameplay. So, Dark Souls, NHL 12, NBA 2K12, what was the other one? Battlefield 3, and I was getting one more game. I don't see it here. Disgaea 4. Uncharted 3. I totally forgot about Uncharted 3. Uncharted 3 is coming out. Man. Gears of War 3 might be. I might pick that up because friends might get that. And we're missing a game because I don't see my fifth game. But for now, that's... Yeah. NHL 12. NBA 2K12. Battlefield 3. Dark Souls and Skyrim, maybe, most likely. I'm probably gonna buy these games, guys.
You're gonna do it.
But I'm trying to like have a plan. Maybe I'll stick to somewhat it. At least have some plan. I might verge off, but you never know. Anyways, yeah, Demon's Souls / Dark Souls. Check that out, guys. Anybody who listens to this podcast, I will. Yeah, you don't even if you hate Japanese JRPGs, it's not a JRPG. So it's not like you're this young teenager boy with spiky hair. World. So it's not like that. It's definitely a game for you, Justin, and my brother. Alright, so Resistance 3 2 comes out. Resistance 3, I should say.
It just came out.
Yeah.
Didn't
Is
it?
That out?
Today? I think it came out today.
Might have came out today.
Yeah.
I'm hearing it might be their best one, but
That's what I heard.
Sorry, Resistance.
The first two sucked, so it's not much of a bar.
Yeah, I'm not too into that, but, you know, go pick that up if you're into that. Resistance 3 came out. Sky 4.
It's definitely one of the best PS3 exclusives.
Yeah, I heard someone telling me today that PS3 has better exclusives than the Xbox, which, you know, depending on what you like, sure. For me, it's the online that makes me like Xbox more than PS3. That's the main reason. Is the online. If the online was better, I would play my PS3. So, Sony, what's up? Make that happen. They're not gonna add any, cross-chat play because there's not enough RAM. So, if you didn't know that, you're never gonna get it, guys. So, sorry. Twisted Metal comes out next year, but we shouldn't talk about that because that's not
Valentine's Day, February 14th.
Valentine's Day Massacre. Hopefully that can be their plug. T-shirts, Twisted Metal. Yeah, who made that? David Jaffe. He's the guy that created it. But, yeah. That's our spiel on... That's our list. Anything you want to add, Justin, on games-wise?
No, not yet. If anybody picks up Battlefield 3, gamer tag is American Thunder. Jump in. We'll own you. Guaranteed every time. Yeah. Our team does not lose. It's just not in our vocabulary.
Yeah.
We do not know what losing is like. So I welcome the challenge.
Yes.
American Thunder, if you can find me, try to play us.
Yeah, find us. Yeah. We'll put our gamer tags in thing. I should mention Raptor, Justin, for you as well as the audience. Raptor is like a game tracking website. Tracks all the games you play, has all the records for Steam, Xbox, and PlayStation Network. So check that out too. I'll show you that after the podcast. But check that out, you guys. I'll have the link there. Make sure I put this in the show notes. We got Raptor here. Raptor.com. It's RAPTR.com. Really cool little site. I just signed up. But yeah, you can find all our game tags. Find what we do, who we are at clutterminds.org. I guess this will be our signing out here. Before I do, next week, hopefully, we'll have Jared back on board. It will be a threesome. It will be a sexual threesome.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Non-sexual. You never know what's going to happen. But next week, hopefully around the same time at Wednesday, we'll release another one. And let us know what you think. You can send an email to cluttermindspodcast@gmail.com. I am improving the website as we go. Let me know of any ideas or improvements or issues that you have. Other than that, Justin, anything to signing off stuff?
Nope. I think that's it. I think it was a good show.
Yeah.
Stay great. Tuned for more.
Yeah, I mean, this is we're just trying this out. We're new to this stuff. So hopefully we'll be getting better every time. Practice makes perfect. You guys, I guess, stay classy. Is that the thing?
No, I don't like that.
Me neither.
Too much of a ripoff.
Whatever. You guest A said it.
We need something new.
Yeah, no guest A tonight. Sorry, guys. It's going to be a little bit more simplistic. But, yeah, I'll put some outro music in this. Something sultry and sexy. No?
Ooh, I like it. Like a little John Coltrane.
Oh, some John Coltrane. Let's see if we can figure that out. You guys have a good night. Send us some t-shirts. Totally down.
Anything. Just a t-shirt.
We need our info. We'll tell you where we live. Just email us, cluttermindspodcast@gmail.com. Seriously. All right. Goodbye, folks.